Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. It is my pleasure to welcome Das Studenberg to the podcast. Welcome, Das.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
So, Das, you are with Ludeca, right? You're a national product manager on alignment. Prior to that, you're an applications engineer in alignment, and you've been with them for over 18 years now. Very brief intro. What can you tell us about yourself, your involvement with alignment, all those great things?
Once upon a time, I went to the University of Florida to get a mechanical engineering degree. And at that point, I picked a career in alignment. And we were taught back in engineering that everything must be exact and there will always be an exact answer. And I quickly found out in industry that there is no exact answer and everything. And nearly a lot of times, sometimes things don't go to procedure. So, it's been a very interesting field out there to work with finding solutions in reliability and alignment. And going from there, I pretty much lived and breathed laser alignment. Anything with the measurements like that and all the different applications, that's what I've been involved with. Started out as an engineer and loved the field work. I loved training. I just really liked interacting with people and finding solutions. So whether it be a hydro turbine or a gas turbine or a wind turbine or a pump and a motor or a conveyor or roll alignment, you name it, there was always a new challenge. So it's been a very exciting field. Since moved into the National Product Manager, so been able to help in the vision and the future of the product line where we're going. So just always looking forward to, you know, listening to what the customers have and helping to find solutions.
All right, excellent. So you have been involved in alignment, precision maintenance, those sorts of things for close to 20 years now. So I'm sure you've seen more than one or two things in that time. Now, what is often involved in alignment that's overlooked? What are people missing?
There are many things. I think that often in alignment, it's to cut to the chase of getting straight to the alignment, the laser alignment, to get the numbers at the end. There's so many. It's like building a house. You have to start with a foundation and go up to get it right. And one of them, which will be the focus of this, is the direction, which is what's called thermal growth. Thermal growth, I think, is often overlooked in alignment.
Excellent. I have to agree. There is lots of things people miss. They might not make sure the base is flat and level. They might forget to make sure that everything's tight and not loose. They might forget to check for soft foot. But I find a lot of organizations just completely scream by thermal growth. Now, what is thermal growth for those that may not be aware?
Well, often what you hear about thermal growth or what's implied is that a machine is going to heat up. And when you heat up a machine, metal will expand in all directions. And thus, you're going to have a machine grow in a vertical direction. That's often what we hear of a thermal growth. The truth is that is only a fraction of what is going on. The more correct term, and I'll interchange between both because that's how we better understand it now, is that thermal growth, it really is about machinery movement. We spend a lot of time getting machines aligned to get to tolerance, thousandths of an inch, which is, as we know, thinner than a human hair. And that's fine when it's offline, but when you fire up a machine, it starts to move. And we found that movement is not restricted to just the vertical direction. It's also side to side. And that is equally important. Misalignment needs to be taken care of, but definitely machinery movement. And that's definitely something that, you know, is what is thermal growth.
All right. So the machinery will move or expand both in the vertical and horizontal axes. When do we really got to consider thermal growth in the alignment process? Is this something we consider after we've done the alignment, before we start the alignment? Where do we consider this?
Well, ideally, it will be before you do the alignment. There's a saying I've heard that's your alignment is only as good as your target. So if your target is 0-0, then you're going to go ahead and achieve that, and that's where the machine's going to be. If it turns out that your machine is going to be moving, then you need to have a very good target, the correct target, because you're going to deliberately misalign the machine for it. So, thermal growth needs to be considered first, but having the right target for thermal growth equal importance needs to be considered.
All right, so that target, that is an intentional misalignment in an offline condition, right?
That is correct. Seems a little, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said potentially it's out of alignment in an offline condition.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The idea is that let's say you have two machines aligned, and I'll do the best to describe it. I usually can have two pens, but on a podcast, you have two machines aligned. And if you fire up the machine and the machine moves, it's going to be misaligned. So you're actually going to be running in a misaligned condition. And it's not unheard of to see 10,000s movement sometimes. Even in a lot of cases, I've seen 125,000s movement. That means the machine's been running in that condition, obviously giving problems, which are associated with a misalignment. So the idea is that if you know how much that machine is going to move and you find a way to measure that exactly or predict it, then you will deliberately misalign the machine in the opposite direction so that when it heats up or moves and operates to a steady state, it will grow and move into an aligned condition.
All right, excellent. Now, what are the consequences if we don't take that growth into consideration? What's the impact to the equipment, the alignment process itself, or the alignment job?
Well, I'll start out with a definition of shaft alignment, which is the alignment of two rotation axes, or the alignment of rotating axis of both machines need to be aligned at the coupling point during operating conditions. So the last statement is very important. It's during operating conditions. So if you do not have thermal growth compensated for, and there happens to be significant machinery movement, then you will be operating a machine misaligned. So it doesn't matter how it was aligned when it was offline. If the machine is moving, your machinery is going to be operating misaligned.
All right. So it'll operate misaligned. We'll probably get, premature wear on bearings. We'll probably damage shafts. We'll do a variety of different things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how do we incorporate thermal growth into the alignment activities? Is there tables that we use? How do we do this?
I wish there was a one way that we could definitely do it that would be universal. And there is a way, which we'll talk about. But the important thing I'll have to say just in an academic level is know your target and understand what's going on. Stop and think in the bigger picture. What is going on with the machine? Why is a manufacturer specifying this type of movement or in this type of way? What do you think is going on with the machine? That's one of the best things. From there, you want to build a procedure into that so that, if you know the target you're working with, and there's different ways to compensate for thermal growth. You'll work with what the manufacturer has. You'll calculate it. You may measure it. So you want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, that everyone knows what's going on with that. So that involves having a good procedure for entering in these targets, measuring them, calculating them. And I would advise using templates of some sort for this to make sure there's no installation defects, errors, human error, anything like that. And make sure your reports, when you generate a report on your laser tool, you have to make sure you document what's going on, what's the as found, as left, and what the target was putting in there. And it should be very clear and easy to understand what is going on with that. And that's pretty much what I would say into a way to incorporate thermal growth into your alignment activities.
All right. Excellent. So you mentioned there's a lot of different ways that we might calculate what that offset in offline condition may be. Do manufacturers always include that information, or is that sometimes something we have to figure out? Where do we get that information?
Yes and no. It's thermal growth. LUDECA provides free tech support on alignment. If you have a problem with alignment or anything like that, we're more than happy to help you out and assist. And a lot of it comes to thermal growth. Often, if you have a package unit, let's say it has a pump and a motor, they're going to put in some type of specifications. And there's no standard. There is no standard in the way that these are put out. It would be either at some coupling targets, which basically is we need to have a certain offset and angularity between the two machines, or they will specify some type of thermal growth of the feet, how much it has to go up and down. And this causes so much confusion amongst a lot of users out there on how to enter that or how to use that or what's going on. Sometimes the motor manufacturer or the pump manufacturer has their own set of thermal growth. So do you stack it? Do you include it? Do you not? You could probably imagine there's going to be a lot of confusion going on there, which comes back to how do you incorporate it? Make sure you have a good understanding of what's going on with that. One very basic way thermal growth is calculated is what's called a TLC method. So the idea is if you expand up or heat up a piece of metal, it's going to expand a certain amount. And it's a very simple calculation, the temperature times the length times the type of material. And you'll be quite surprised how much something will expand. We have a free app called Laser Align. You can get on Android or Apple that allows you to calculate that. You can get for 150 degree change, 20 thousandths, on a normal size machine. It's pretty amazing. But the dead giveaway when you get thermal growth targets, is that if you see numbers at the feet, the way I see it, and they're very even, that is most likely a TLC calculation that the manufacturer used for that. So you can kind of use that as a guide, when implementing your own thermal growth, targets. With that.
All right. Excellent. So we can use that TLC method. We look for what the manufacturer may have on it. So there's a variety of different places we can come up with this. How do we know if we don't have the manufacturer information, we use the TLC method? How do we know that's right?
Well, TLC is a better than nothing approach. If the machine is going to heat up, then you're going to run that calculation. You know it's at least going to go in that direction, but there are often so many other factors in there that will cause the machine to move. If the base is a little flimsy, pipe stress, piping, that's a big one that causes side-to-side movement. The shafts actually moving on with the oil, gearboxes, offset gearboxes separating in opposite directions, things like that will cause movement that may not be so predictable. So fortunately, there is a way to come up to overcome all that and all that uncertainty. And the concept is to actually to measure it. And that is, you can actually, with technology now, instead of guessing what's going on, you can start up a machine and measure it live and see the actual movement that happens as the machine grows. And once you get those numbers, you can take those and put those in. So you can calculate it or you can measure it. Those are, some of the ways that are available now.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out iridicio.com for a free copy of their ebook, A Smarter Way of Preventative Maintenance. This ebook will allow you to review your current maintenance program and eliminate the non-value-added work you're doing, which is most likely causing you more downtime than it is preventing. www.iridicio.com. All right. So to measure that, is that, another easy laser product, or is it part of the alignment package, or are we using vibration or something else?
That is part of the easy laser product. It's the XT770 model. That includes something that I've been really excited about. Thermal growth has been something that I've been involved with my whole maintenance career in the 19 years. That is something that had traditionally been a high-end, very complicated endeavor of using multiple laser monitors to measure what was going on and so on like that. I'm really excited to see now that for what you can do, it's almost like thermal growth. If you're able to measure it, you can eliminate that problem. And that's often the big problem that we see out in the machines is unpredictable machinery movement. So it is pretty amazing that that is capable to do that now.
All right. So we have the XD770 that can help us with that. And if we calculate this right, we do the alignment correctly, how will we know? Will there be no vibration? If we don't have that 770, will we have no vibration? Will it be smooth running? Will it run cool? What are we going to see to know that we've gone in the right direction?
Well, what will end up happening is if you have it calculated or you moved it in the right direction, and there are other different ways to do it as well. And TLC is probably the most common. And then you have like with the XT770, that's the most ideal with that. But basically what's going to happen is if you have it in the right direction and you've fully calculated it, you're going to find the effects of a properly running machine. Because the machine is essentially going to be aligned. So that could result in vibration going down. But generally that is the case for that. And of course, you will probably see the effects of machine frame distortion, any type of twisting or anything from thermal effects going away when you have taken care of that. And of course, the machine's going to run longer. So that'll be apparent, you know, years from now.
Absolutely. Now, where do people learn about thermal growth, how to do proper alignments? Because I'm guessing understanding the thermal growth concept, incorporating that into an alignment procedure, that is something that is taught. That is something that people need to learn when installing equipment. How important is training in all of this alignment stuff?
Very, very, very important. We have resources. You can go to our Ludeca website where we've written articles and talked about the subject a lot. We have also provided training courses on this particular topic. And of course, we offer free support with it. So it's important when working with a target. Like I said, you want to know what's going on. And if you're going to deliberately misalign a machine, you need to know why you're deliberately misaligning the machine. So one of the things that has helped out a lot, if you calculate it, like I said, it's a better than nothing approach. That's the least expensive thing that you can do. And that only takes care of thermal growth. But you can measure it. So if I watch a machine growing and continuously monitor that, you will see, let's say it goes up 15 thousandths, one machine with that, then it's important to know that I need to deliberately misalign this machine 15 thousandths in the negative direction so that when it heats up, it will then align up with that. So, you know, it's just looking at having an understanding of what's going on with that, taking time to learn about that and use the resources available. And like I said, ludeca.com, we have a lot of those and you can give us a call and we'll be more than happy to help you.
All right. Excellent. Do you have any tips or words of wisdom for those that are dealing with thermal growth, trying to compensate for it? What would you tell them as words of wisdom or tips?
Well, make sure you have the right thermal growth target. Make sure that you are very confident in what you've got. With our easy laser type measuring system, you are able to watch it as a graph, which I think is very important because that lets you know if anything happened during the measurement and also when to stop measuring. Because you don't know when the machine's steady state until eventually the machine stops moving. So that's make sure you get good targets and use your resources. You can call us to make sure that you know those are all set. We're more than happy to assist. Now, when you get the right target, what I found in the field, and often we're not called for the easy alignments. We're called for the ones that were getting the problems and everything. You know, it's those are the ones. It will often be moving in the sometimes more than they expected and in the wrong direction from what they expected. And that's probably why we got the call is because it's moving in an unpredicted fashion. And it is amazing. You could take a same type of measurement on three different machines and get three different numbers. It's not uncommon to see something like that. It is astounding how unpredictable machines are when they fire up and move, particularly depending on their installation, how they were piped and various things like that. So when you get that, you know, one of the things I've seen that's done incorrectly or advice I would give is move it, move the machine. If you're confident in the thermal growth target, and then see how it's changed. I've seen it often where it'll be, let's move it half the amount. You spend all that time to do that to find out that, you know, it did actually improve the situation, or worse, I hate to say it, no action being taken at all. And I'm talking about critical machines. I'm talking about machines in critical facilities. I've seen no action taken at all because it was not believable, which, you know, again, comes back to confidence in the thermal growth targets.
Yes, absolutely. It comes back to that confidence level. We don't believe what we're seeing. We don't believe that measurement, those sorts of things. Yeah. Now, what is the one thing you see done incorrectly with thermal growth? What's the thing people get wrong with it?
I think, like I said, it was just the fact that people are assuming this is heating up and this is doing that. It should be doing this. But we're working in a world that is in the thousandths of an inch. You know, everything bends. Everything moves around when you heat it up. So things may move unpredictably. If you take an infrared thermography of a motor or any type of rotating equipment, it almost makes the TLC look like very crude when you see the picture of the hot spots and so on. Nothing is continuously the same temperature. So there's a lot of unpredictability that happens as the machine goes to steady state operating conditions. So I have to say that, you know, believing that the thermal growth and it's going to move in this direction, I think, you know, you have to measure.
Yeah. Making that assumption, right. That it's always going to move
exactly.
In this direction when we know that may not be the case.
May not be the case. Yes.
Now this might be a little redundant, but I want to make sure everyone takes back the thing that needs to be changed. Mm-hmm. What is the one thing you would change regarding how organizations, technicians manage thermal growth? The one thing.
I'd say the one thing is to recognize it, that this is something that needs to be addressed in your reliability program. It needs to be considered. It's not just for problem machines. But the other thing I would say change in this, what I wish is that the technology is out there now to make thermal growth not an issue anymore. You can measure what the machine is doing, how it's moving, and during operating conditions. And it doesn't require that you have to shut down the machine to do it, depending on your safety conditions and lockout and tagout procedures, of course. But you can measure this if the machine starts from offline to running and then from its steady state to offline conditions. So in building that into your procedure would be ideal to help take care of your thermal growth issues.
All right. Excellent. Well, Das, it's been great talking about thermal growth, but before we go, where can people find out more about you, Ludeca, and then what resources do you guys or you have available for people working through alignments, thermal growths, all these things that we talked about today?
Well, I would like to mention that I am available on LinkedIn, so you can look me up on the show notes. I'm more than happy to answer questions. My email address will be there. Just feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Also, we have engineers on staff. We're dedicated towards helping your alignment solutions, so you're free to call us about any of your technical product-related questions. Ludeca.com is a fantastic resource. That's our company main webpage. We have listed there many, many educational resources, which we have provided for free for our customers. We spent a lot of time and resources into developing alignment know-how videos and concepts of alignment, which have been instrumental in bringing these alignment concepts across. We've developed a 5-step procedure for helping you get the alignment done faster and more methodical. And we also have an alignment poster that is available for free. It's full color that you can put in your maintenance room. Just look in there, search for alignment poster and fill in your information. We'll be more than happy to send that out to you. I'd also like to say that I would advise go into our website, look up the XT770 series from Easy Laser. This is the system that allows you to do your alignment, but it also features a bracketing system the ability to measure thermal growth live. So if you have a machine, you can put these brackets on fire up the machine and you can measure live and continuously how much the machine is actually moving. So that's a very good resource, and you can try it out if you want. If you have an Apple or Android, the system runs on that as well. So you could just look up EasyLaser XT on your Google Play or Apple Store, and the full-fledged version of the alignment software is there, and you can try it out in a demo mode for that, and you can go from there. So we're also going to be at SMRP coming up October 7th in Kentucky. We're also going to be at IMC giving a short course on best practices on bearing alignment. And look at our resources. We're offering a free one-day Rethink Maintenance roadshow, which we partnered with SDT People and Processes and Lubrications Engineers that will help. You know, if it's a free event, we'll give you information and things to help improve your alignment program.
All right. Excellent. Great resources. That poster is up here on my wall in my office. It is a great poster to help you understand the alignment process. I know it has some of the coefficients and stuff in there for that TLC calculation.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great resource, as well as a lot of those videos that you guys
have. Yes, and we have moved on to, I don't know what version you have, but we also are, our tools are including the ANSI tolerances. So it's really nice that, you know, when we're talking about standards and thermal growth and things like that, ANSI ASA has, we were a part of working with that standard. John Lambert was also a part of that standard as well. Many experts in the alignment field across many different companies were all a part of this to come together to build a standard. You know, in the same way that ISO has a vibration standard, there is an actual alignment standard. And I'm proud to say that Ludeca and EasyLaser were the first to implement that into the tool. So I'm looking forward to more improvements in that standard, where they'll start adding more to thermal growth. I think that'll do really good thing for the reliability community.
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, the more we can build standards around these things across industries, best practices, the better off we'll all be. So it's great that, you know, you guys, John Lambert up at Benchmark PDM, you know, everyone has been involved in pulling this together so we can prevent a lot of these unnecessary failures.
Absolutely.
Well, Das, I want to thank you again for taking the time to talk to us today. I'll make sure to put links to all these in the show notes. I walked away with some additional insight to thermal growth, and I'm sure our listeners did as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.